Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Christy's Connection to the Soul. I'm your host, Christy Ayala, and it is Wednesday, November 15th, 2017, and I'm so happy to be here with you today, and I hope that you're having a great day wherever you are. Thank you so much for joining us. This is going to be a great show. So much information is going to be provided today. The lovely Elizabeth Pendleton is here again to talk all things astrology and angels. And we are going to be talking about what's happening for all of us in this huge new energy cycle. As always, Elizabeth has incredible information about what's happening. And I'm going to share angel messages. So get comfortable, get all ready to get the inside scoop for the Sagittarius cycle. And for those of you who are new to the show, welcome. Elizabeth is a well-respected astrologer, lightworker, and musician who supports her clients all over the world in maximizing their best potential every single day. And as always, it's my pleasure to welcome her back to the show today. Thank you for being here, Elizabeth.
Oh, you are so welcome. It is so nice to be back. And hello to everyone who's listening. Everyone who's listening in real time and everyone who listens in the archives. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And happy holidays.
Happy holidays, exactly. Oh, it's so nice. And oh, there's so much happening right now and so much information I know that you have for all of us. So why don't you go ahead and start us off with kind of some information about what we can expect and what's happening in the stars.
All right. That sounds good. Yeah. What's going on in this wacky world? The stars definitely have something to say about it. So I think the way I want to do the show today, Christy, is I'm going to give people the overview for the Sun through Sagittarius cycle, which is what we meet for each month to talk about. And then I know you have angel messages, and then I want to share a more expanded view because the big news this cycle is that Saturn is finally going to leave Sagittarius for good. Yay!
Yay!
All the mutable people. Anybody who's had like a rough past couple of years and felt like you either couldn't get a break or that you were running uphill the whole time, that energy is about to clear, and all the chaos that we've been seeing in the world politically and socially, all that stuff is getting ready to make a huge shift. So I want to talk about that in the second half, but I do want to give the immediate Sagittarius cycle its due because it is a last hurrah, so to speak, for Saturn, mm-hmm. which is in Sagittarius. And the Sun moves into Sagittarius on the 21st, and there it is going to meet Mercury, which is already in Sagittarius, and Mercury is in a very long transit of Sagittarius. So we do have a lot of the Sagittarius energy. So couple things to point out. One, it's immutable energy, so it's finishing up, out clearing things out, preparing for the new, and it's also a fire sign. So right now, it's going to make positive angles to everything that's in fire signs, which is the North Node in Leo, and of course, our big, long, strong part of Uranus in Aries. So that thing is really a turbocharge. So it's getting, there's a lot of support or positive energy. Now, of course, because we're talking about a mutable sign, as you guys know, we've got Neptune over there in Pisces, and we're going to get a full moon at the beginning of December in Gemini. That's going to be pretty intense. So when this cycle starts, we're going to have Venus and Jupiter in Scorpio continuing to do exactly what we've been telling you they would be doing in Scorpio for the past few months. We've been talking about, we pretty much accurately predicted that once Jupiter got into Scorpio and the Scorpio thing started to happen, we were going to start seeing all those really ugly Scorpio themes, all the dark you know, criminality, abuse of power, sexual abuse, and it's not even a partisan thing. We're seeing it, you know, across the aisle, you know, and across the spectrum, and the extent of it is pretty horrendous, and that will actually, again, Scorpio's real mission is to heal and purify. So this isn't something to be upset about, although the topics can be very, very upsetting. So, you know, because people have had these experiences, so seeing it in the mainstream may, you know, awaken them to some traumas that are not healed. So this would be a good time to get all the support that you need around those issues. And do that, because Jupiter is going to be in Scorpio for a year. So it's not going to let up. And if you could see that all of this is being brought out and is strongly supported just by the other alignments of planets, it's going to continue. And in fact, during this cycle, Mars is going to go in to Scorpio. So Venus leaves at the 1st of December, but then Mars is there on December 9th until the end of January. So I would expect, and I'm happy to go on the record sort of saying, you know, I expect that just when you thought, oh my God, you know, like, you know, whether it's Hollywood or DC or wherever it's been, I actually think a whole lot more is going to come out. And I think we're going to get behind even just the surface stuff, because it's, you know, the individuals, that's one thing. But I think we're going to get into really darker stuff in terms of like the actual rings, the trafficking rings. In other words, the organization of it, because remember, all the Scorpio stuff is being supported by Pluto in Capricorn. So the other thing that I want to point out for this Sagittarius part of the, you know, my work on the show today is watch out for that first weekend of December. It's really hard to say which way this is going to go. However, there are big aspects, and as we've seen, I'm living here in Texas, so as you guys know, you know, it's been a big year between the hurricane, but also obviously a tragic shooting at a church. So that first weekend of December makes me a little nervous, because we have another mutable cross, and so many things at 11 degrees, the full moon in Gemini, opposite the sun, obviously, that's a full moon, and then Neptune's coming out of retrograde on the 22nd, and it will be at 11 degrees at that time as well. And that weekend, we have both a cardinal clash, and then we also have the saving grace might be we have our first Jupiter-Neptune trine. So that's why when you're like, Elizabeth, which way is it going to go? You know, is it going to be another last, you know, regurgitation, or it's almost like those horror movies, you know, when the beast is dying, but it comes out like one more time. You know, I feel like those, you know, that potential is there, just because all of this mutable clashing has had to do with illusions. And there's a great book by Howard Sportis, and he talks a lot about Neptune and its influence on politics, which seems so innocuous. You don't usually think of Neptune that way, but Neptune is when people can go into illusions and delusions and be sort of swayed by, you know, whatever the you know, the story, the narrative. So it's big. And so thankfully we have a positive, very positive, helpful aspect, but again, because it's connected with Jupiter doing the Scorpio clean out, you know, who knows? But I would just say that weekend, just be very aware and very, you know, I will be glad when we get past these mutable things. So those are, you know, like the key, that's kind of the overview of the important things happening during the Sagittarius, you know, for the Sun and Sagittarius part. I want to save the Capricorn you know, Saturn moving off into Capricorn part for the second part of the show.
Okay. Wow. Thank you. Huge stuff, big shifts, and so important. And my messages today, they, you know, also kind of additional support to what you've just talked about, our messages today come from Archangel Michael. For those of you who are new to working with angels, he's a really kind of big, strong archangel, and his aura color is really a beautiful indigo blue mixed with royal purple and sometimes golden sparkles. And the stone associated with Michael is shugalite. And his energy is just very kind of strong, protective, powerful, and it's sometimes really hot. It's just a really big energy. When I was working with him to get messages for us this cycle, he showed me this a couple of things. One is that it's really important to focus on getting our energy up during this cycle, and this includes all aspects of our lives. So our physical energy up, our mental energy up, emotional energy up, and our spiritual energy up. He showed me this image of a young child sitting in their bedroom, and there were just toys and games and books and things just kind of all over the floor. And it just felt very overwhelming and chaotic, and the child just kind of felt unsure of where to start because it just seemed like too much and just kind of sitting there just feeling overwhelmed. And then I saw the image of everything kind of being cleaned up and put away, and everything just felt so much lighter. And then the parent telling the child, okay, climb up on your bed, so that they could vacuum the floors too, to make sure that every single thing was up. And I was shown that this is analogous to finding ways to rise above anything that feels chaotic or any of the stuff that's happening. And I was shown that this analogy is really important right now. And while there are a lot of things happening in the news and people are being impacted directly as well as indirectly, it's really important to find ways to get into a place that feels good to you. But also, it's really important right now to focus on joy, celebration, and happiness, even when there are a lot of things happening within your own personal life, kind of like in that micro level, or even within your own relationships and nuclear family, extended family, as well as all of the news stories and things that are happening, a part of your kind of global community, if you will. Even with all of that, it's really important to find a way to focus on joy, and that there's such a strong message that while we might feel guided to wait to enjoy ourselves once everything is perfect, it's not actually practical. So we're being asked to do what we can where we are and choose celebration as we move through this cycle to experience more joy in our day-to-day lives. And some of the things that you can do to uplift your energy this cycle can include things like meditation, whether that's a structured meditation or even just like quietly sitting and breathing. Exercise gets your energy up. Getting outside and even just going for a walk or sitting in your garden, listening to music, any kind of creative outlet that you enjoy, even physically quieting your environment. So just kind of walking room to room and turning off any noisemakers. We have so many of them, whether that's televisions, radio, any devices, anything like that, just kind of powering down your house or quieting your home can help you to get your energy up, or choosing times where you're going to disconnect from devices, even if it's just during dinner or whatever feels right for you. Again, breath work, anything really that feels good to you is going to be something that helps to shift your energy so you're not feeling so kind of pulled down in that space. Again, that analogy of that small child just feeling overwhelmed by their kind of chaotic room. Physically cleaning your space or clearing your space is going to completely shift the energy in your home or office, and it will allow your body, mind, and spirit to more easily shift into a space of calm, clarity, and ease. It will happen automatically, it'll just make it that much easier for you to kind of get above whatever's happening. And what I saw was that consistently doing any of these things, even if it's just for what feels like seemingly small segments of time, it really adds up to big change, and it strengthens your muscles, making this easier for you. So you'll find it easier to move into that place of joy and it's easier to keep your energy up during this cycle, but also beyond, because you'll start creating that really healthy habit, and you'll feel that like that shift happens for you, and it's just a more gentle experience. And there's a big message to just kind of remind all of us that by doing this, it's not an action to avoid what's happening, but rather to see above all of that and see what you're being guided to do, but also to know that investing in joy and celebration is important too. So don't put off your joy for another time. Make that time now. And that's what I have for this cycle.
Wow. I really love that's so nice. And that, you know, one, Archangel Michael is probably my go-to angel as well. Like, just for people who are listening, if you feel distressed or upset about things, I think it was John Lennon who actually said, you know, the fastest prayer, the word, you know, they wrote the song Help, you know what I mean? So just help, mm-hmm. you know, just ask for help. And then if you can connect it with Archangel Michael, he just comes right in. That's what the angels are always waiting to do. They allow us our free will. So they will try to guide us, but it's a lot more when you give them permission, it can happen much more swiftly or quickly. So people, the Archangel Michael energy is just perfect for this time. And you know, that idea of the chaos clearing out is so, it's exactly energetically what's happening, because we're finishing all this mutable energy, you guys. I looked it up, and it was September 16th, 2015, when Saturn got into Sagittarius for good. In other words, it had gone in there a little bit earlier, but then, you know, it retrograded back into Scorpio. So when it left Scorpio for good, as in not coming back, was mid-September 2015. So, you know, we've had this mutable energy for a long time. And you guys know we had the squares with Neptune last year. And the thing with mutable energy is nothing feels stable, because that's the nature of mutable. You know, with your cardinal crosses, it's people who are very directed and they want to go there. And sometimes they'll be at odds, you know, but they're very clear, very direct. Just think of your Aries friends. your fixed things, I mean, it's fixed. It's very clear that it's a stable energy, and it, you know, isn't going to budge, you know. So we know kind of what to do with those, and we can kind of feel secure in the sense of knowing. But when it comes to that mutable stuff, it just contributes to that feeling of indecision, of chaos, of ungrounded, everything floating around. You know, this is all involved Neptune this whole time. So, you know, it's been a long cycle. And then, you know, this big shift that's coming up on the 19th of December, I want to get into. But before that, I meant to mention to you guys that full moon period of the 1st through the 3rd, there is also Mars opposing Uranus. Uranus is in that high degrees, and right before Mars goes into Scorpio that we were talking about earlier, it's going to hit that very late degree of Libra. So you got Mars and Jupiter Mars and Uranus clashing. Yeah, that's pretty intense. That's what I was saying that weekend. And then on the 3rd, because I know there are a lot of Mercury retrograde watchers. So on the 3rd, Mercury goes retrograde until the 22nd. So I just want to make sure I let you guys know about the Mercury retrograde. get your stuff done early, your orders placed, your, you know, all that, you know, whatever needs to get done, because it's coming in under some pretty chaotic energies. So again, we're clearing that out. When Saturn goes into Capricorn, that is its home sign. So like we talked about last time, part of the difficulty with the Saturn and Sag has been, it's been 12th house stuff too, which is never fun. So now that Saturn will be coming home to Capricorn, it's one of our earth signs. Earth signs immediately bring us back into the physical dimension, bring us into the tangible world. And Saturn is at home there. This is, you know, now the energies shift from belief systems, what's on the horizon, what can we hope for, with no grounding, to very grounded. And some people may see it as like, gosh, you know, it's the limitations, it's restriction. It in Capricorn, they both work together in the same way. It's earned success. In other words, it's, you know, think about Capricorn and that symbol, the mountain goat. It's seeing the top and working for it every day. So some good things to get into your brains are maybe watching some YouTube videos on Olympians. And yeah, everybody loves that moment of glory when the skier, you know, does that amazing jump. But, you know, watch some of the videos of how much training, you know, goes into those moments. You know what I mean? And that gives you an idea mm-hmm. of the energy. So it is about, it is a more conservative energy. Capricorn rules the bones, the teeth. In other words, our skeleton, our frame, and that. So we can also extend this to actual buildings. And this period that comes up that starts this December lasts until 2020. So it's a nice long run of Saturn in its home sign where they both agree, like, let's build this, you know. And again, the good thing about it, I don't think it's going to feel stuck, because remember, Capricorn is one of our initiating or cardinal signs. So it definitely wants to do new things. It just is very practical about them. It wants to stay on budget. And it also has a 10th house element, which is public reputation. And so this is another, I mean, there's so many dimensions here. I'm trying to unpack them, and we'll talk about them as everything unfolds in the next 3 years. But the public reputation part, remember, Pluto is already in Capricorn at about 16 degrees. So it's right in the middle. So when Saturn comes home there, it's already got, Pluto has been paving the way since 2008. So we're, you know, doing this whole reform of institutions, government, banking, economic systems. And so Saturn will be lending strength to that. They'll be working together. And again, they are harmonized and set up so nicely with Jupiter in Scorpio. And later, you know, next year, May 15th, I believe is the actual date, but it's definitely May next year, Uranus, that's been in wild card Aries, creating all those cardinal clashes, moves on into Taurus, our second Earth sign, our fixed Earth sign. That's going to be a 7-year transit. And so you're going to get like a whole other layer, you know, of what we're building, of solidity, of, again, the tangible, the physical form of things. Pluto and Uranus working together in a harmonious trine, that's going to be huge. Well, and we will have exact trines, but, you know, it, just those two working together is going to be big. And again, Saturn being at that party, then later next year, the nodes of the moon shift, and the south one will back, because they travel backwards, it will back into Capricorn. So we're looking at, what did we learn? What things have we learned about reforming institutions? Because it's very important, especially I think that younger generation who grew up during the crash, who, you know, saw that it's not about, you know, while we live in a 3D material world, we can't get too crazy with that, you know. So we've got our South Node, or collective lessons we've learned to draw from, but also in Capricorn. And it's, so it's saying we can build things, we can have economic growth, but it's the ideas of sustainability are going to be a big part of it. What do we, how do we reuse things? How do we multi-purpose them, or think about the legacy? And the public reputation piece that I keep meaning the guys are trying to jump in is, it's a job well done. And Capricorn does not cut corners. Again, it's your taskmaster kind of energy, Saturn there. So I feel like the Jupiter in Scorpio thing and the Pluto thing, anybody who's doing it, you know, in a bad way, or trying to cheat the system, so to speak, again, they'll just continue to be outed. And what was really interesting, when I pulled up the chart for the very end of this whole 3-year cycle, Jupiter, of course, will be in Capricorn. I laughed at the last chart. Jupiter and Saturn are both there at like 29 degrees. I was like, oh my God, Jupiter. So our friend Jupiter is going to be hanging out quite a bit, have its own homecoming in Sagittarius in between. And so I hope people don't feel like I'm being negative about Sagittarius. I mean, I normally love the energy. It's just Saturn there. Saturn's been about restriction. Jupiter wants to be hopeful and optimistic. So when Jupiter gets there, it'll be a much better match. But as you can see, we're going to continue to have Capricorn, Saturn and Capricorn energy. It will be there solidly all 2018, all 2019. It won't even retrograde back into Sag, and it will not even venture onto the next sign of Aquarius until March of 2020. So we're really getting such an emphasis on the values and the qualities, and they're matched up. It's like the key in the lock. So it's I think is going to be a much better time, you know, feel more harmonious, much more support, just the way that the other planets are lined up. So you guys, Christy and I are already planning to, like, we're not big teachers, obviously we're light workers, but after these last couple of years, we just may have to have a little bit of something. And I do think the political chaos is leaving with this too, because Jupiter's been beliefs Saturn's been, Sag is belief systems and philosophies, and everybody thinks they're right. We can't all be right at the same time. So it's gotten really, really crazy with the Neptune delusions and stuff. So that period comes to an end. So I hope you guys are celebrating, and we'll be at a whole new space when we meet next time, when the sun goes into Capricorn and joins, you know, everything in Capricorn, and we have winter solstice.
Wonderful. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. This is definitely a time of big change. And I love, like, being able to look ahead to 2020 with all of that information. It feels good. Thank you so much for all of your work that you do to prepare for the show every month.
And your word, Christy, your word celebration, she's absolutely right. She's like, you don't have to wait to celebrate. Start bringing that energy in now. Like, not even just about that particular transit, but just that's the fastest shift, too, is to not focus on what's upsetting you, but to go, wait, which thing makes me feel good? Excellent message, Christy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, yeah. No, it's definitely like such a pleasure for us to do this show for you guys, and hope that it's helping you to have an understanding of what's coming up and find kind of practical ways to apply the information in your own day-to-day life so that you can actually feel like you're getting the most of working with these energies. So, yeah, thank you all of you for tuning in and joining us every month. Now, Elizabeth, I know you have other kind of big stuff happening with this as well. There's your video, and you have a special going. So how can people find you and all that good stuff?
Oh, thank you so much, you guys. Yeah, just please come to ElizabethOracle.com or call 844-ORACLE-1. Or just come to the website to find, you can watch a video for free, sign up for a free newsletter. And if you want a reading, yes, this is sort of a thank you for all the work I've had this year. I'm doing a 10% off special through the end of the year to welcome new people. So just get a hold of me, and then I'll give you the code for that. So we just want to finish this out in celebration and knowing you guys have accomplished so much just getting through these last couple of years. It's huge. It's been a global show, which is another sad thing. Yeah, global. It's been global, guys. So you did it. It's amazing. And you have good stuff going on, too. You have lots of healing packages and all kinds of good stuff for people who may feel almost like a need for a spiritual massage.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Exactly. And so you can find all of that stuff over at my website, which is just ChristyMAyala.com. And there's lots of healing things. And it is, I often describe them as a massage for your spirit, and readings and things like that. And just like from Me to you, I am going to be participating in Cyber Monday, so there will be a special on a whole bunch of sessions if you are interested in participating in that. And so just come over and reach out for support, guys. And yeah, keep up the great work as always. And thank you so much for joining us today. We're wishing you a great week and a wonderful new cycle. And we will be back with you, gosh, for the, yes, the solstice. Amazing. Oh my goodness.
You did it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.